And I see you are kicking off with World Cup football news today.
Kim, with 27 days until the kickoff of football's premier event in Brazil, host cities Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro have been hit by violent anti-World Cup protests. Riot police fired tear gas and stun grenades Thursday to disperse thousands of demonstrators angry about the high cost of hosting the World Cup. Some of the protesters hurled stones, burned tires, and blocked roads. In Rio, where the World Cup final will be played July 13th, aerial images showed hundreds of people marching in rush hour traffic. The protesters say they're angry that billions of dollars are being spent on next month's football tournament rather than on health services, education, and housing. A report by Reuters says the percentage of Brazilians who identify themselves as in favor of the World Cup has dropped from 79% in 2008 to 48% last month. The USA's 30-man provisional World Cup team is training this week at Stanford University in Northern California. The USA's German coach, Jürgen Klinsmann, was asked about Brazil's stadium and infrastructure delays ahead of the World Cup. Klinsmann says he does not anticipate major problems for the 32 teams. However, he adds, and I quote, "It's not going to be a perfect World Cup. It's going to be an extreme type of a World Cup. You have got to be prepared that you are not going to get everything on a nice table. There will definitely be issues with certain things." Klinsmann adds this will be a World Cup of patience. The United States will play Ghana in its opening match June 16th at the World Cup Stadium in Natal, Brazil. The Arena das Dunas in Natal has a seating capacity of about 42,000. The first African team to see action at the stadium will not be Ghana, though. The indomitable Lions of Cameroon will play Mexico June 13th in Natal. Cameroon will be making its African record 7th World Cup appearance. Cameroon's German coach, Volker Finke, named a 28-man provisional World Cup squad earlier this week. As expected, Finke included Chelsea man Samuel Eto'o, Cameroon's four-time African Footballer of the Year. Up front with Eto'o in Cameroon's attack is Vincent Aboubakar, who scored 16 goals this season for Lorient, making him the joint second-highest scorer in French Ligue 1. Cameroon is scheduled to play 4 World Cup warm-up matches before traveling to Brazil, against Macedonia on May 26th, against Paraguay on May 29th, against Germany June 1st, and against Guatemala June 7th.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on. This is for the world. Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the globe.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the globe.
In National Basketball Association playoff action Thursday night, the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder advanced to their conference finals with victories. Here in Washington, the Pacers ended the surprising and magical playoff run of my beloved Washington Wizards. The Pacers beat the Wizards 93-80 to win the best of seven game series 4-2. Forward David West led the Pacers with 29 points. He says before the series began, Indiana knew Washington would be a challenging opponent.
We looked at them, you know, this team should have probably been the third seed in the East. They lost Nene for an extended period of time. So we had, the ultimate respect for them because they're one of the deepest, more talented teams in the East. So we knew we had our hands full. We fully expected this to be a tough grind-out series. And, because they've got a good mix, young talent, you know, athletes, bigs that are legitimate. And, again, we knew we'd be in for a dogfight. But, again, I thought, we just stayed the course. You know, we were able to make adjustments, keep them on their heels, and, again, come out with a tough, tough series win.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, the Oklahoma City Thunder came out with a tough series win against the Los Angeles Clippers. The Thunder topped the Clippers 104-98 to win the best of seven game series 4-2. Oklahoma City's league most valuable player and four-time scoring champion Kevin Durant turned in a sensational performance in Game 6. Durant scored a game-high 39 points, and he also grabbed a game-high 16 rebounds. So let's take a look at the matchups now in the NBA's Eastern and Western Conference Finals. In the Western Conference, Kevin Durant and the Thunder will face the San Antonio Spurs. Game 1 in that best-of-seven series will be Monday night in San Antonio, Texas. And in the Eastern Conference, David West and the Indiana Pacers will host the two-time defending champion Miami Heat. Game 1 in that series will be Sunday in Indianapolis, Indiana. The winners of the two series will advance to the NBA Finals. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Turning to African athletics, Mark Ouma caught up with a top Namibian sprinter who plans to compete at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland in July. Mark has that story for us, as well as other athletic news.
Namibian sprinter Jesse Urikob is hungry for more international success following his 100-meter and 200-meter triumph at the recent South Africa Open Athletics Championships in Tlokwe. He reckons this is the start of many good things to come.
Yes, I'm very happy. It's been a good week for me. It is a break in the back in the 100. So, yeah, I'm very happy.
What is your plan going forward?
My plan is to reach the semi-finals in the Commonwealth Games, both 100 and 200 meters.
Okay, and then the Africa Championship?
I hope to go win a medal at the African Championship.
That was Namibia's Jesse Urikob, the South Africa Open 100-meter and 200-meter champion, speaking in Tlokwe, Northwest Province, South Africa. Meanwhile, the IAAF World Challenge Series is set for Ponce in Puerto Rico tomorrow, Saturday. The IAAF Diamond League is expected to take center stage in Shanghai, China on Sunday. Elsewhere, Ethiopian multiple world record holder Kenenisa Bekele and Kenyan world marathon record holder Wilson Kipsang face off at the Great Manchester 10-kilometer run in Britain, while the MTN Kigali Peace Marathon will be contested in the Rwanda capital on Sunday. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively sunny man on the sunny side of sports, right here on The Voice of America.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments at my Facebook page. One of the recent photos I posted was that of South African hurdler Wenda Nell, who talked with Mark Ouma during Thursday's Sunny Side of Sports. Wenda is shown clearing a hurdle during a race in South Africa. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. One of my sporty friends in Nigeria, Toyin Ibitoye of Channels Television, tweeted the following: "How can we ever say thank you enough to Sonny Young for his very lively NBA playoffs update on Sports Tonight?" Well, when I chatted with Toyin Thursday evening on Sports Tonight, I told him I had my fingers crossed that the Washington Wizards could force a Game 7 against the Indiana Pacers. Alas, the Wizards weren't able to advance, but their magical playoff run was definitely one of the feel-good stories here in Washington in recent weeks. In other NBA news, I imagine Los Angeles Clippers coach Doc Rivers is not feeling so good on this Friday. As I mentioned, the Clippers were eliminated from the playoffs Thursday night by the Oklahoma City Thunder. In addition to that, Doc has been fined $25,000 by the NBA for criticizing game officials during Game 5.